Hey, you're Stocks from the 5 Yard Rush podcast, and you're listening to the Ballers Dynasty podcast. You're either here because you're in the league or you just got lost.
What's happening, ballers? Week 3 happened, and once again, it was standard NFL craziness going on left, right, and centre. To run through all those shenanigans, Storm is here.
What did you say there?
Shenanigans.
Hello, Pitsy. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. You?
Well, yeah, mate. Just in through the door, straight in my work t-shirt. So, Thacka, I've got my t-shirt on still, ready to record.
Yeah, that's Stocks won't know that, but yeah, we almost had a shirtless pod last week.
Yeah, all good, but you're okay?
Yeah, no, I'm good. I'm also still in my work t-shirt, but I didn't come through the door like 2 seconds ago. I came through the door at 4 o'clock, so.
Oh, no. I only put in my four, so.
Slacker. Good. Anyway, back once again for some more miserable magic. That's Stocks changing the title on it. Stocks is here,
mate. That's so rude, saying that and then saying I've changed it. What the dickens is that?
It's like reading an auto prompter and then person changing all the words on it.
Mate, I am definitely what's his face, the Anchorman. You put in a question mark somewhere random. I'm like, really?
I'm definitely doing that.
How are you doing, mate?
I'm all good, brother. I'm all good. It's I wanted to burst into song when you said shenanigans. I just felt like it was do-do-do-do-do, shenanigans, do-do-do-do. Also, question, when I get introduced, because I don't listen to the podcast that I'm on, do I still have music?
Yes, you do.
Is it still Pirates?
It is still Pirates.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I was just going to say that. Funnily enough, I was like, obviously not listening for the off season, and then listening back and like, oh, I forgot what everyone's tune was. So it's quite cool. I do quite enjoy those little snippets, and then you busting into song because you know we're a very musical pod. That was good. I like that.
Adding to it. That's it. Perfect. Yeah, it's taken me some doing to try and remember who had what music and how I've saved it and where I've saved it to try and get it back on. So, yeah, the off season I definitely cut out a lot of that faff, but obviously now that we're in season, it needs to be all guns blazing.
Yeah, back to business.
That's it.
That's it. So, I'm going to remember my part today. All right, sweet. To start this pod off, as always, Pitsy, drop a beat.
Mate, I had to even write it in for you.
So no, thanks, mate. I appreciate that. Come on, then. Highlight of the week, Pitsy. Start us off.
Right, then. This one was just bizarre, absolutely bizarre. Texans trying to take on a punt return. For some reason, the fullback gets in the way, ball hits the deck, he picks it up, and then he takes it to the house. I mean,
such a good touch
of all the touchdowns to score. It all started off with the right blunder, and then, yeah.
It was so good. And I don't know what they did to the Jags this week, but absolutely dismantled them, and it's like the Jags couldn't tackle anything, and he just had such a big bit of open space and just kept going all the way. It was so, so good.
Yeah. So yeah, there you go. That was a quick, sweet highlight of the week for me.
That's unlike you not to have two. Pretty nice.
Yeah, I'm going to go against it, yeah.
Sweet.
Stocks, you got yourself a highlight this week?
What happened in college? Mate.
No, it's an NFL highlight. I really appreciated the NFL giving the Broncos a week, a really early bye week. Needed it. And the fuck did we witness at the weekend? Jesus Christ.
He scored 20 points. That was quite good.
So I went to my brother-in-law's for my niece's party, and he had Red Zone on, and confessed I don't watch much Red Zone because we've only got one telly in the house, and my wife hates football like all wives do. And so I watched a bit of Red Zone, and I was speaking to my brother-in-law, and I said, Russell Wilson looks slow. His processing is almost non-existent. And this was in the first 6 minutes, and they were, what, 20-14, nothing up. And then we scored, and, yeah, Russell Wilson just does not look like he can play football. And I don't know what our defense was trying to do. It was bend, not break, but it was already broken. So the bend was just irrelevant. Yeah, the only good thing was watching Miami be really good at football.
Yeah, it was a shocking result. I quite liked it because obviously it happened against obviously your team and the Broncos. But yeah, it was like I don't think I've ever seen a game like it before, that one-sided. And I don't think I've ever seen that many points scored by a team.
Yeah, man, it was weird. Do you know what? It was really weird because I was in and out of watching Red Zone on my phone whilst obviously Claire doesn't like the NFL, so we don't watch it. So it's on my phone, kind of on my lap, trying to kind of keep one eye on that whilst watching whatever we're watching on the telly before we go up to bed. And it got to the point where I had it on the telly and the game was still going on. And I looked at the score and I was like, 70? And I was like, I haven't seen a single highlight any Miami scores. Like, what the hell? Like, how have I missed 70 points? So, yeah, I'm not entirely sure what happened. But, yeah, that was interesting.
It was strange because, like, especially the runs and stuff for Mostert and Achane, they were so similar. You're like, haven't I just seen that? Hasn't he just run for 60 yards and scored a touchdown? Yeah. I can't remember I even checked my box to see if it was on, you know, it was still behind, to see if it was up to date on the time. And I was like, man, weird. And it just kept going and going and going. It was great to watch. And Flip and Flop were loving life.
Yeah, Flip and Flop. I was going to say, Stocks, you just gave Flip and Flop a big compliment saying that Miami played well, so they'll take that.
Good.
Did you have you seen that? I think I put it on the group chat. Oh, no, somebody else put it on the group chat, didn't they? That A-Chain or Achane isn't actually A-Chain. Is it Achan or A-Chan or something like that?
So we still don't know. Even with clarification, we still don't know.
Yeah.
So that is why technically it's still Achane.
Yeah, I like his posh name. Sunday name.
Right, so have you got a highlight?
Mine's going to be slightly Chargers related, just because we won and it felt good, although we almost didn't, but we did. it was a very emotional roller coaster of a game. And my highlight is not the Chargers winning, but Keenan Allen. And I can't remember, and like I know it's happened before, but I don't remember someone ever getting 18 receptions that I physically remember seeing. 18 receptions in a game. I think he got like 18, 200 yards and a touchdown. And I was like, you know what? And like some of the plays he made, he was just unreal, unplayable. Just we know how good he is on third downs and how good he is with Herbert, but and his route running. But it was just phenomenal to watch. So yeah, props goes out to Mr. Keenan Allen, considering he's been at the Chargers 11 years and he's towards the end of like his career, because he's been about for a while for a football player and just in general. But yeah, it was so much fun.
Because he scared me because he was obviously playing in Rob's team. We'll get to that game later, but he scared me massively. Just the fact that he got 73 points.
Yeah.
Just so, it's nuts.
So, yeah, he got 18 of 20. So, and that's not bad. 215 yards. Five of those receptions between 20 and 29 yards. Obviously had a 49-yard touchdown pass. It was just phenomenal to watch.
Nuts, absolutely nuts.
Yeah, I don't recall. I know I've been watching football a long time, and I'm sure there is, but I can't remember the last time someone got 18 receptions in a game that I physically, was watching.
Yeah. Sweet.
So yeah, he's my highlight.
Love it. Right then, week three. Let's go straight into it. Stormo, kick us off. How did it all go down?
Dun, 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 dun. Cool. Start us off, we'll go Susie versus Dan. Fourth place Pfizer Chiefs went up against the sixth place Finn Supers. This game had so much to wait for on the Monday night. Going in it was 283 to 216 in favor of Dan, but Susie still had a running back, two wide receivers, and her kicker. We know how important they are, Thacker. With Dan just having one more running back to play. Eventually, the final score finished 305 to 287, so super close, giving Dan the win, taking his supers to 2-1 and in third. And the loss for Susie takes her to 1-2 and in seventh.
Close run then at the end.
Yeah, really
just
good.
Not quite enough for Susie to pull it back. And Dan goes over 300 points, which is
unlikely.
Elusive mark for him there.
Yeah, it's a good, nice, close game as well. I just want to give props out to Dan's boy, Big Mike Williams. Played his final game for the Chargers, probably, and got him a good 36 points. So, Dan, when you listen to this, just remember, he's the reason you won this week, mate.
The sole reason.
The sole reason. No, he's not. But it was a good game. There were some great matchups. Tua, obviously, was phenomenal. Considering how well the running backs did, Tua had a great game too.
Just random that Zach Moss has come through and scored 54 points for him.
Man, Moss. Yeah, because they've dropped Jackson now, haven't they?
Yeah.
And he had 30 carries.
Yeah, that's Jonathan Taylor type carry. Derrick Henry carries, that is.
That's just, yes, 30 points just in those 30 carries, which is nuts.
Yeah, that's
it. Also, playing the Denver defense wouldn't have helped Susie, would it?
Yeah.
No. I'm surprised that they got 10 points, to be fair.
It's because they scored a touchdown.
Yeah. That Devin, random... 126 yards against them. Oh. Ouch.
The line is... I don't think I've ever seen that.
Yeah, the Dolphins and the Chargers that first week, they were like 400 yards each side. 700 is a lot of yardage.
They that's ridiculous. The Dolphins scored a point every 10 yards.
Nice, Dolphins.
So every first down counted as a point to the Dolphins, end of total for this game.
Yeah, that is nuts.
Every 10 yards, that is sickening. Denver.
Wow. When you were used to think that Denver's defense was up there with the best. Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
Vance Joseph's a bell.
I'm liking how we've all got issues with some member of staff on our team somewhere.
Yeah.
And props to Dan for starting Kansas City defense, 35 points. Because, I think...
We all know his relationship with them.
Yeah. I think, if I'm not mistaken, the blind school would have got 35 points against that Bears team. Coming out this weekend, which we'll talk about later, there's a very interesting matchup or game between two teams.
Yes.
Which will be cool.
Got a kicker, 20 points apiece. That's some good kickering.
That is some good kickering. That's super kickering.
So Miami's kicker, 10 extra points. He got 10 extra points. So that's how he got his 20 points.
It's like Dan's fifth highest scorer as well. Take that. Amazing. 20 points.
Anyway, well done, Dan. He's managed to get himself over the 300 mark. He got himself a win. And that's two for the season now and up to third place.
Oh, nice.
After himself, like, what was it, the first game of the week? The first game of the season, he absolutely destroyed his team and pretty much flipped tables when he got that loss. But he's, you know, that two wins on the trot now for him.
Yeah.
So, fair play. Right, Stocks, next game.
So, next up, we've got Simon versus Mark. The Hammer Barn Feather Ones went up against Rolling with My Homies. This was another game that needed Monday night to give us the true outcome. Going into the final two games of the week, Mark had one running back to play and was leading 203 to 141. However, Simon still had his quarterback, two wide receivers, a tight end, and a kicker, and a water boy, and a tent staff. And after all of that, the final score was a low one of 245 to 237, giving the Hammer Barn Feather Ones another win, taking him to 2-1 and fourth, as Mark drops to 1-2 and all the way down to the foot of the table at 10th.
Yes. Well done, Simon, and good job, Mark. You got some points.
What a low-scoring game.
I know. It's like looking at a game later on, they got absolutely dicked on. I mean, we'll come to that afterwards. So, well, remind me, when it comes to that, I'll talk to you about it. But it's, 245 as a winning score is, it's impressive, is that?
Like, Daffa would have beat them both.
Yeah.
And he, didn't play, like, five players.
So, yeah, luck of the draw, luck of the draw.
And then the week I played Simon, he scored like 370.
he is missing his two primetime running backs though, isn't he? So
maybe when they come back, their scores will start climbing again, I think.
CMC still scoring in 45 points. Damien Pierce getting last 31. But then, after that, it was...
Still, it's his wide receivers, eh? Look, 10, 14, 13...
Yeah, as much as we talk about the running backs in this league, that you've still got to have some high scoring wide receivers to back you up as well, haven't you?
Yeah, for sure.
Just look. How can you leave Marvin Mims on the bench?
Who is it? Oh, let me scroll down. Where are we?
It's not Simon.
He had a great Mark. Week. He had a great week too, though, didn't he?
Why
didn't you play him is a good question.
He's locked in now, I think, as a wide receiver too.
He's the only one that's catching any balls, really, isn't he?
I mean, in fairness, he also has Jerry Jeudy. So do you want to start? Ooh. Hang on a minute, boys. I need to do something. Carry on.
Just remember to take his washing out.
He's trying to sort his team out.
No, I need to make a trade.
Yeah, fair.
don't trade for Jerry Jeudy.
Why?
Because he's got Wilson throwing to him.
For now.
For now. Yeah, that's true. For now. I was going to say the guy in charge did not choose to have Wilson behind centre, so... We'll see how long that actually lasts. I don't even know who you've got behind Wilson, though, to be fair.
Someone pretty crap.
Paxton Lynch?
Is he still there? It can't be.
What was the other guy called?
Jared Simeon? Stidham.
Yes, Simeon's gone. Where did we say he's gone today?
Simeon's just turned up at Jets.
Who was the other one that signed for the Texans? There was also Denver running back. Quarterback. What was his name?
I've got no second round picks, so I can't send that for.
Well, give me a first. I'll give you a second.
Right. Who were you saying? CJ Stroud, Davis Mills, Case Keenum?
No, I would say a couple of years ago. What was his name? Played for the Texans after. Might have even played for the Browns as well.
Deshaun Watson.
No, not Watson. Who was your quarterback?
Who, Brock?
Brock, yeah, that's him. Brock Osweiler.
Osweiler, yeah. That's it's him. Not him. It's better not be pissing him.
No, no, I was just trying to check this. Jared Stidham is your number two.
Get Drew Lock back.
Do you know what? If I could, if I could go back to when Drew Lock was our quarterback and we didn't give up all this crap for what we've got now, I'd be happy with that.
There's so many picks. I didn't realise that they gave up that many for Wilson.
Yeah,
and players.
And Peyton, man. Never mind just Wilson.
Yeah. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear.
Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear, oh dear.
Oh dear, oh dear. Yeah, so that was a weird weird game for Simon to win, so fair enough.
Hey, take
Mark
those.
Stays foot of the table. Absolute gash. Simon will take a win as anywhere he can I?
Absolute gash, Mark. That's what your new name should be.
Absolute gash.
Oh, Daffer's better than me, Mark. That's what it should be.
Right then. Next up, we have a nice little one between you two. Rex City Thunder went up against the newly shaved Ballers. After Stocks got a big win against Simon last week, he couldn't quite manage back-to-back wins, being slightly off the pace as the final score finished 378 to 283. Storm score was the second highest of the week, and Storm goes 2-1. And in second place, as Stocks drops to 1-2, and in ninth.
Mammoth game, that was mammoth.
Stocks, you've got a load of points. It's just not as many as Storm got.
I didn't get enough. What's interesting, I think, is for the first 3 weeks of the season, my team has underperformed points-wise. So Sleeper keep telling me they're doing well, they're going to do well, and they're actually gash. But, yeah, I mean, you just can't. If you score 387, you're gonna win, and if you don't, it will be once a season, and you've come up against the highest score that's ever been scored. Like,
yeah,
and that's the difference between Simon, you, Stormo, even the generals, as we'll see later. Like, you've got 370 point weeks in you. I can't see it in my team. Even if I put in players that I wouldn't put in, if that makes sense. Like,
yeah.
It's just, it hasn't all clicked into place yet. But, you know, I took a Chane with the third pick. And I feel a little bit vindicated this week, even though he is on my bench. That's a decent performance. You know, 18 carries for a tiny running back. That's a lot of carries. And he did it at Texas A&M, and he did it the weekend, and hopefully he's going to slide into the start and then score 4 points next week and show it was a one-off. But it's just one of those weeks, isn't it, where you see 370 in the headlights and you just get smacked in the face with it.
Yeah. Well, so obviously being wanker of the week, I said my ideal lineup, which was 97% match. Had Stock set his ideal lineup, his maximum score would have been 405.
What?
Yeah. Would it?
Yeah. So if you had put in all your players that obviously on your bench, your ideal lineup would have been 405 points.
Yeah, but I mean,
and there's so many unknowns. Obviously, no one would have ever expected Achane to go off and score 70 points. I know that's what they say, like, ideal was like, and well, ideal as in like put the highest scores in, but you never know who those are going to be. I had to play the team I had no other choice, like running back wise, and the, you know, my wide receivers did well, but as I said, was the my starting wide receivers and my running backs were the only ones I had on the bench, so, and they just performed, and even when they pulled Mahomes and Kelsey, I was like, come on, man. And I didn't expect your two wide receivers you had on last night. I knew they were obviously AJ and who was the other one that was still had to play, Chase. I was like,
Chase.
They've got 50 games in them. And they, you know, they got pretty much close because we know how good they are.
Yeah.
But I was just too far ahead, I think.
Stormo, I take a mass. I was reading through the score, looked at your defense. I take massive offense to the fact you haven't got Sackadelphia as Philly's nickname. It's Philadelphia. Put an A in there, brother. Come on, help me out. That is killing my OCD.
Sackadelphia.
Yeah, like, what is that? Like, sort it
it's
out.
It's going to be Sackadelphia, isn't it?
Nah, I just like Sackadelphia.
That's Aldi's version of the cheese.
Yeah, that's bloody
like Philadelphia.
Good.
So like, Drake London is going to be benched again, and then he'll go off. I'm not starting Sam Laporta over Mark Andrews, am I? Or am I? Should I?
Plan both.
I was going to say, is he scoring enough to go in the flex?
Well, he did last week.
Yeah, that's true.
But no, but it's fine.
I'm just playing Kelsey and Ingram at the minute. Just playing both. When in doubt.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, Andrew, I don't know what's going on with that Ravens offense at the moment. They're still trying to bed in this new system, aren't they?
Well, it's shit.
I'll tell you what it is. It's fucking Lamar Jackson. Can't pass for shit, like I've been saying this whole time.
Yeah, we'll still see. I came into this season thinking I've got two brilliant quarterbacks and both are playing shit at the moment. So,
I mean, you might as well get fucking Kenny Pickett. That he can pass better than both the quarterbacks you've got.
Well, obviously. But it's all about the running game too. Hey ho.
I tried Pitsy. I tried to offer you a trade up in the off season. You were having none of it.
Well, that's because I didn't want to get rid of Jackson. And now it's all gone to tits up.
Yes, my misery is rubbing off on everybody.
Well, at least you don't have Wilson, guys. That's all that matters. Thacker does.
Yeah, Stocks' team do though. So there's something about Wilson in the name as a quarterback. Just means that you've got to be shit.
Yeah, it might be. Yeah, maybe it's jinxed. No, because he wasn't always shit. He was pretty decent for a couple of years.
Yeah, yeah, a solid. I mean, he even kind of came into my red zone articles that I came up with saying he was always one of the top quarterbacks when it comes to the red zone. Scoring, and now he can't even make it to the red zone. So,
yeah, weird.
Do you know Russell Wilson still scored 39 points in our league this week?
39. Well, I suppose he was still passing, wasn't he? 39 points.
I mean, they didn't.
That's only 3 points away from your Geno Smith starter.
I know.
Nuts.
Nice. Ridiculous. Sorry.
You love this scoring system, Stocks.
I do. It baffles me week in, week out.
That's a polite way of putting it.
Hey.
Well, there you go. So Stormo, you've actually started the season off with good scoring as well, which is scaring me a little bit.
Well, no, I lost one of the games with scoring high and losing, so it's still in there.
Yeah. No, but you're up to, what do I say, second?
Something like that, yeah.
That's only too high.
We're only three games.
I know, but at this time of the season, this is yeah. Far too high for you.
Yeah, I normally like to chase at the end, don't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty happy, man. My team's playing all right. I could do with having a running back or two come back. But, you know, I can't complain. You know why? Because Swift has had two good games.
Yeah, so, that's the thing. You know, that's keeping you ticking over nicely.
You slag him off. His Norwegian cousin told him, and things are going all right. So, I'm all right. I'm happy.
Good. Right, give us the next game then, buddy.
Next up, we have Ollie versus Thacker, the Rogues and the Tankers. Went at it, but in all honesty, it wasn't really a fair fight. After starting the season 0-2, the Tankers made a big play and got the highest score of the week to win, the highest score of the season so far, season and week, to win their first game. The final score was 390 to 245. Yowzers. Annoyingly for Dapper,
the score would have beaten. So I already said this. Sorry, I jumped ahead of that.
That's all right.
Beating Simon's score and got the win, which means he would have beaten Mark as well. Thacker moves up for his first win to for 1 and 2 and in fifth. And Ollie goes to 1 and 2 and down to 8.
Yeah. Like you say, it's all luck of the draw, unfortunately. And this week,
Bill's defense, wasn't it? Bill's defense. Yeah.
Thacker gets a huge score, and Ollie didn't do too bad. He would have got the win against Simon, but just wasn't to be.
Derek Henry was shit and still scored 13 points.
Yeah, it's because he got 11 points for the 11 attempts that he ran.
11 carries for 2 yards a carry.
Less than that. I can get all his points, man. Mostert and the Bills.
Yeah, Mostert kind of played him nicely. We won't talk about Mostert. We're talking about Achane being the better running back because he got more points.
And Tyler Bass, 19 points. Good week for kickers this week.
Jordan Love seems to be turning into an all right fantasy player as well. Even though the team aren't super great, the fact that he got 56 points is... It's because he just has to pass it all the time, doesn't he?
What? This is the first time I've seen Jordan Love this weekend on the telly. What do you two think of him as a quarterback?
I don't rate him. I don't think he. I think he's going to be a journeyman that can be a backup through this. Until they find themselves another quarterback. I think they've got to stick with him because that's what their play was after Rodgers, the mess that they made with that. But I think they'll soon find him coming up short a lot.
Man, I like they. That whole game baffles me because they were getting absolutely dicked on until that fourth quarter and then came
pulled
back.
Out of nowhere. Yeah. I mean, he played really well. But where was it for the rest of the other three quarters?
And I was like, oh my God, what is happening? They were getting absolutely beat down and then that fourth quarter just went nuts and they came back 7-18 and unanswered points and won. And that fourth quarter looked good, but as Pitsy said, the other three just looked average.
Why? What are your thoughts, Stocks?
I didn't rate him at Utah State. I don't think he's ever been very good. But when I saw him, he looked like a Green Bay quarterback. It was really weird. When I watched him play, he moved and processed the same way Favre and Rodgers did. Now, that isn't, don't hear what I'm not saying. I'm not comparing him to them guys. Yeah, but he looked like a Green Bay quarterback. It was really weird.
I suppose he's obviously had two full seasons of just watching how Rodgers plays. So I guess he could have picked up his game just by how they trained, and he kind of copycat that system. And obviously, Rodgers did the same with Favre, didn't he? So it could well be to do with that. Whether it comes good or not, who knows? But for now, I still think it's weird. Yeah, he's not quite that player that they need him to be.
Yeah, that Green Bay defense is really good.
Yeah,
they look fast.
Just, as Storm said, just baffled that New Orleans... I mean, it didn't help that Carr went out injured, didn't he?
Mm.
He had him ticking over nicely, and then he went out and Winston did Winston things, and just the offense just stalled, didn't it? Because I think if Carr had still been in, their Love, even though he played his part in bringing them back, I think they'd have probably got 3 or 6 more points with Carr in as opposed to Winston.
And made it harder to finish, yeah.
Yeah, changed the game again and they'd have end up losing rather than winning like they did.
Mm. How many points do you get as a defense if you shut out in this league? Do you know? Do you get bonus points?
You do get bonus points. You do get bonus points. What? Who was the defense last week who got a zero? Who was there a team that got zero last?
In week one, Dallas.
Cowboys.
Let's have a look.
Cowboys put Mark on the bench.
Yeah, only because the Bills only, they scored 73 points and only allowed 3 points, and I wondered how many points they'd scored if they shut them out.
Sorry, it's hard to see on this system.
No, that's what happens when you've messed with the scoring, Pitsy. That's what happens.
That's what happens, Pitsy.
It is more to do with the
20 points.
You get 20 points for a zero.
20 points for a zero, yeah.
Cool, they'd have scored 97.8 points.
Yeah, had they not let those things in, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, Sam Howell had a rough day, didn't he? 4 interceptions, 9 sacks.
Yeah.
Youch.
Yeah, but so the Cowboys got 99 points that game, and that was 10 points for a block kick, 20 points for the shutout. And that's the bulk of their things. I was saying to Pitsy and Rob that I've got Sam Howell in the Warrior Bowl and scored me minus 16 points this week.
Yeah.
And it's the same league. I've got Rodgers on IR as well. So I'm struggling a little bit at quarterback.
Yeah, it's a bit messy. It's weird because I thought Howell was quite a good player to start the season. But
he's been all right, just this last game, which just wasn't great.
Yeah, just was not good. Not good. Right then, stocks finishes off.
Right, finally, we have the fast action. Did I get that right?
Yeah, fast action Friday, yeah.
Sorry, I just had flashbacks to there already being a fast action Friday matchup. We got. It's from the preview pod, isn't it? Sorry.
It is, yeah.
So, yeah, the fast action Friday matchup of Pitsy versus Rob. The strong side, Cornbread, the 33rd, headed to the Thornley Hornets. This was the highest scoring match of the week, as Pitsy had a score of 369 set before Monday night, put his feet up and said to Rob, come chase me. So going into the Monday night, Rob was on 325 with one wide receiver to play. Eventually, the final score was 369. So for those that you are listening, you'll know that was Pitsy with his feet up, beating Rob 349, keeping Pitsy at the top of the table on 3-0, and moves Rob to 1-2 and into 6.
Oh, I feel your pain, Roberto. I feel your brew.
The fact that he scored 300, he had some big scores. 77 points for Herbert, that scared me. Obviously, the 73 for Keenan Allen, that massively scared me. I just thought that there was more to come from his team, that I just thought I was going to throw this away. The fact that it was 369 to 349 is just nuts as well for that to be a game. But even so, he wouldn't have beaten two other teams as well, because there were some huge scores with Thackers and your Stormo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Nico let him down a little bit. Obviously, all your wide receivers did well. Tank, if you put Tank Dell in and he scored 30,
he went straight from my he went straight from my taxi squad into the squad this week and got me 34 points. So
Debo did well. Your running backs are your two, Brees and Williams, are the ones that let you down, really.
My two flex positions were shit.
Yeah, everyone else smashed it. Obviously, you talked about those two Chargers boys scored. Rob 150. Nico 8. Pittman did well. Evans did well. And then Jets defense obviously was slightly trailing half the points that the Pittsburgh defense got. So
yeah,
they didn't even get a sack in that game, which was crazy.
Yeah, mad.
Yeah, I thought that they would be the ones that scuppered the Patriots, but they just didn't quite do anything, did they? And the game was still in the balance, where New York could have finished it off with a win right at the last second. So it was an odd game.
Close to getting 350 and losing, tough. And I don't know, that kind of pain. Especially when you can get 245 and win.
Yeah. The fact that you got 100 points more than someone else who got a win and still lost is painful. Painful. I left Jerome Ford on my bench. He still scored 31 points. I'm still deciding whether to put him in or not.
He wasn't that great, to be fair. He had like 10 carries for 18 yards, so, but he got a good, his good, his receiving was better.
Yeah.
But I think they're still trying to, what's his name, comes back this week, surely. So Hunt should get a bit more look in this week, too.
Yeah. I've obviously lost Myers now, so he's not going to be part of my squad.
You say you lost. You say you've lost him. Did you lose?
Well, or did you pretty much pull Dan's pants down and spank his ass?
I the only thing I looked at was that it was, is worth a second. Just depends on how good Stocks is this season. Right now, I'm looking like it's going to be a good deal for me.
You're just doing a Stormo from last year. You're getting that dirty second, first or second pick when you don't need it. Share the wealth about. Come on.
Yeah, give me a deal and I'll you can have it back.
No, I'm all right, thanks. I'm good.
See, I tried to share the wealth, and that's all I get back in return. Yeah, no, it's a good little battle between me and Rob. I feel his pain, but I'll take the win. Thank you very much.
And leaves you as the only undefeated team left in the league.
Yeah, that's a little bit scary because it was me and either Susie or me and Simon the last couple of seasons that have been battling out with those. And it's too much to handle. I can't deal with the pressure.
A lot of pressure, mate, especially for you being a negative Nancy whinging about it all the time.
Yeah, that's me. That's me. I was just looking at the points against system. I've got quite a few points against me compared to the rest of the league. Gotham City Rogues have got 1,000 points against them.
Oh, is that really? Yeah.
Nasty.
Oh, you can tell he's got the poo next to them, Gotham City
Rogues. Yeah, he's got a poo next to him. This team called Rex City Thunder are the ones who've scored the most points this year. So.
Your boy.
Thank you.
Anyway, let's have a quick three-game recap on the table then. So we just said it. I'm in first of 3-0. Second is Stormo, 2-1.
Pitsy, you can't go first to last. We've gone through this.
I apologize. In tenth, it's Mark, 1-2.
Unless Mark will stop listening after first, will he?
Yeah, that's true. He's like, I've heard my name now. Stocks, you're in 9th, 1-2. Ollie's in 8th, 1-2. Susie's in 7th, 1-2. Rob's in 6th, 1-2. Thacker's in 5th, 1-2. That is a lot of teams that just one win would change massively that bottom six teams. Moving into 4th, Si's on 2-1. Dan's in 3rd and 2-1. Stomo, you're in 2nd and 2-1. And some guy at the top is at 3 now. There you go. Was that better for you?
Yeah, that's better, yeah, mate.
Fair. I like it. Right, Stomo, give us your champions.
Champions of the week. Dun, dun, dun. Who do you think the highest scoring position? What was the highest scoring position or player this week?
Defense.
Yeah, the Bills. 76. Only just because you had Herbert on 77, A-Chain on 77. And the Bills on 77, so it was super close up there.
Who's this A-Chain you talk about?
Achane.
Thank you.
Sorry, with 77. So highest scoring quarterback Herbert, then Tua with 66 for Dan. Third highest scoring quarterback, who do you think it was?
Quarterback, do you say?
Mm-hmm.
Kirk Cousins?
No.
Hmm.
Free agent. I wonder if that helps.
Free agent? No.
He belongs to no man. He's on his third team in 3 years.
Jesus.
Got a start just by chance this week.
Dalton. It can't be Dalton. Yeah. Surely not.
Yeah, third highest score, 65 points.
Give over.
Yeah, mate. Just for it.
Red Rifle coming back.
Yeah, yeah. High scoring running back, Achane, 77. Mostert, 66. Moss, 54. Highest scoring wide receiver, Allen, 74 points. Devontae, 57 points. And Thielen, 45 points. Get in there.
Oh, nice.
High scoring tight end, Laporta, 37 points. Kelsey, 31.
Good God.
Kittle, 27.
have you been playing Laporta, Stocks?
That's got Andrews in it.
He's No, he's in my taxi squad.
Highest scoring kicker.
Kicker.
25 points. Who do you think it is? 25 points.
I know we talked about the 20 apiece for Pearson and Sanders, so it can't be those guys.
Matt Gay, 25 points, free agent.
you see, I shouldn't have said anything last week when I said the teams seem to be all on players' teams, mm-hmm. whereas now we've got some more free agents getting the wins. This is not good.
Highest scoring defense, Bills, 77. Lions, who are a free agent, 55. And the Eagles, 49 points. Dun, dun, dun. Okay, here we go. This one's going to hurt you a bit, Stocks. Highest scoring on non-starters. Quarterback, Cousins, 62. Running back, Achane, 77. Thielen for Susie, 45 points, wide receiver. Laporte, 37, Stocks. Dicker the kicker for Simon. And 26 points for the Niners D for Mark. Obviously, we know Mark's got that defense problem between Cowboys and Niners. And probably should have started the Cowboys, I mean the Niners this week, but that's a tough decision for him.
Well, it is when you've had the defense scoring 90 points on week one. You don't really want to get away from Cowboys, do you?
Exactly. And then those are your champions of the week.
Thank you very much. Well done.
Gracias.
Here we go. Right. Good pod. I enjoyed that.
You'll be pumped to know.
Stop talking down to your team while we've been on the pod.
Well, I've just set it up so when you do your preview pod, it's all ready to go.
Okay.
Just because I don't want anyone bitching that some people haven't done their teams. I don't want to be that guy. So.
Oh, you've just dropped Ronald Jones. Oh,
Thacker will be happy. That RJ guy you got in your team.
That RJ that you're super tanking for.
Do you know, out of spite, I almost picked up Will Fuller just for shits and giggles.
Well, to be fair, I backed you a little. I hope you noticed I backed you a little by saying that he was actually with the Cowboys for the first two games that you had him on your squad for.
Yeah, I didn't even know he'd been dropped.
It was literally this. It was in the days that after that week two. They were like, right, he's back, I'm ready. And he was like, nope, see you later, you've dropped.
See you, homies.
Yeah. So good. Now he's been dropped, so there you go, Thacker. He is free for you to pick up and tank with.
Oh.
Actually, to be fair, he's now going to get me for tanking with Lenny on my team.
Exactly, yeah. And then very even trade you did, right?
Yeah. Anyway, there's a bigger game that's happening this week. I am heading to Wembley. The usual posse is not coming with me. So, weirdly, it's going to be my stepdad, my brother-in-law, and my mum. My mum's coming.
Oh, nice. That'd be a nice family outing. You can all hold hands and walk down Wembley Way.
It's actually called, it's not called Wembley Way anymore, is it?
What's it called, Jags Way?
No, it's Olympic Way.
Oh, is it?
Or something shit like that, yeah.
Stocks, are you going this weekend?
Sure am, mate, sure am.
Oh, you get to see Stocks at least.
Yes, I am looking forward to that. Oh. Just need to make sure it happens and we meet up at the right time.
You can introduce him to the family, that'd be cool.
Yeah, and they'll be like, oh, Was it Stocks that you keep talking about?
World famous Stocks.
So he is real. He's not pretend.
Not pretend.
I do have friends, I told you.
I thought it was going to be a good... Well, I still believe it's going to be a good game, this Falcons-Jags. But after like week one and two, it looked like it was going to be a good game. And then after week three, seeing the Falcons and the Jags do what they did this week, it doesn't bode well. Maybe they had their eye on London and that's why they were a bit distracted this last week.
Oh, maybe. That makes sense. That really does make sense.
Yeah. Anyway, Jags are sticking around for 2 weeks on the track, aren't they? So they'll be ready for the Bills the week after that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, right.
Are you heading to the Tottenham games as well, Stocks?
I am not. No, I couldn't afford all three, so.
Yeah.
Because the Spurs tickets were stupid expensive this year.
Yeah, they've gone up again, haven't they?
Yeah.
Silly. Just silly. That's why I still like. I enjoyed Tottenham. But I like Wembley better.
Tottenham's just a mission to get to. But yeah, Wembley's better. But I think maybe because it's bigger. But they don't have that, like, they used to, when they had that bit of, you know, before bit.
The tailgate beforehand. Yeah. That's kind of
built all that shit there. That was quite cool.
Yeah, I quite liked seeing the cheerleaders walking past.
Of course you did.
What a dog.
You're lucky Claire's not going to listen to 52 minutes into this pod to hear that.
Yeah. I just got to remember to make sure if I'm listening back that it doesn't play that bit as loud.
Yeah. Well, yeah, have fun, Pitts. I hope you enjoy, Stocksy. Enjoy. Hope the weather's nice for you.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be good, but thank you.
Thank you very much. Good pod. Thanks, team.
Thank you.
Until next time.
Until next time.
Until next time. London bowlers are bigger. Question mark?